Welcome in to the Wrestling Brethren Podcast. This is episode 375. I am your host, Josh Wiener. Along with me tonight is Seth Zillman. Jarrett is off tonight, but we will be getting his Royal Rumble picks tomorrow and added to our scorecard prior to the show's beginning. Tonight, we will cover the news since last night. And yes, there's more. It's been a hell of a week. We will touch on a couple of points from SmackDown, and then we'll be making a Royal Rumble prediction. So, before we get started, Seth, how the hell are you?
Had a very busy day. Not entirely 100% right now, but I'm not going to let that stand in the way because Rumble is one of the biggest and coolest things in wrestling all year. So I'm ready to start talking some Rumble.
Me too, but unfortunately, there's more news and more Vince.
Yes.
You know, we don't do our year-end stuff for another 11 months, but this already might be news of the year here in January for the back-to-back years in a row. So last night, when we recorded, it was allegations that came out. And now, tonight, Vince McMahon has resigned from TKO and WWE. Nick Khan sent out an internal memo to the WWE staff, which reads as follows. I wanted to inform you that Vince McMahon tendered his resignation from his positions as TKO executive chairman and on the TKO board of directors. He will no longer have a role with TKO Group Holdings or WWE. Then, in an update, Vince himself issued a statement to Deadline.com commentating. I stand by my prior statement that Ms. Grant's lawsuit is replete with lies, obscene, made-up instances that never occurred, and is a vindictive distortion of the truth. McMahon said in the statement, I intend to vigorously defend myself against these baseless accusations and look forward to clearing my name. He added, however, out of respect for the WWE universe, the extraordinary TKO business, and its board members and shareholders, partners, and constituents, and all of the employees and superstars who helped make WWE into the global leader it is today, I have decided to resign from my executive chairmanship and the TKO board of directors effective immediately. End quote. Now, to me, this is all timing related. If you remember back in the late summer, early fall of 2022, Vince, quote unquote, retired, then unretired and jammed himself into the board or shoehorned himself into the board of WWE so that he could sell it, and then got a shit ton of money and an executive spot in this new merged company, and now he resigns again after having gotten what he wanted. So to me, this whole thing reeks, but again, I'm not going to go into the further details. As far as him saying that the victim's case is baseless and full of lies, I call bullshit, but that's about the extent I'm going to get into it. Seth, before I get your thoughts, I'm going to tie in the next news story to this because it's related. Okay. Because of the allegations, Slim Jim has pulled their sponsorship for the Royal Rumble tomorrow, and they've put their relationship. They've put their relationship with WWE on pause for now. And also, there was a new Vince McMahon Royal Rumble related t-shirt up on WWE shop earlier. I don't know if it debuted today or earlier this week because they were doing new Rumble merch, but it was from 1999 when Vince won the Rumble. And all the shirt said was Royal Rumble winner, and it had Vince's picture on it. And that has since been pulled from WWE shop. So all these new things related to Vince, your thoughts?
It kind of goes by what we said yesterday. Is there really anything that surprising? I mean, we've known this stuff with Vince for a long time. And again, when it comes to the legalities of it, well, I'm an innocent till proven guilty. Let him have his time to defend himself. But we've always known wrestling as a whole to be a sleazy business. The problem is you really can't do that in an environment when you have multiple shareholders and other joint ventures, such as teaming up with UFC and such. So it's easy to say this is only a matter of time. I guess it just took longer than I thought it was going to. But I think this time I can say with a little more confidence that Vince probably really is gone, because at this point, Vince is not in control. He has a boss this time. So he has somebody that can say, no, you're not coming back. Whether or not I don't know how he can do anything but accept it, but it's like, it'll be interesting to see, because we all know Vince is an alpha male. He's always going to want to be, pardon the pun, but the head of the table. And he's not getting that. And maybe he'll be fine with it, but I can't help but think there's still going to be some more fireworks to come.
The only other thing I'll say on this is that it's interesting that he resigned, because the only other way to get rid of him would have been a unanimous vote on the board, which would have included his own vote. So another way that he kind of skirted the system. So let's move on. In other news, Mommy Rhea Ripley reaches day 300 of her women's world title reign that began at WrestleMania 39 when she defeated Charlotte Flair for the then SmackDown Women's Championship. It was rebranded the Women's World title on the June 12th episode of Monday Night Raw last year.
And I think the story will be told. She's probably dropping that title this year at Mania, but more on that later. But good for her. I mean, is that a record now for a women's title reign? Obviously outside of Moolah, but we know that's
main roster. Yes, because Asuka held the NXT women's title over 500 days. So I think it was 574 or something like that. And the only other news item, Mustafa Ali had a vignette airing during the January 25th episode of TNA Impact last night that he is TNA bound. So good for him. I'm really curious on how he got to keep the name, especially since, according to everything I've seen online, it's still owned by the WWE in terms of the copyright. So I don't know if he negotiated as part of his release or not. I don't know, but interesting that he keeps the name, and he looks like he's going to be using the presidential gimmick, for lack of a better description, because he ended the vignette by saying, "I'm Mustafa Ali and I approve this message." That never really got off the ground in WWE, so we'll have to see how it works in TNA. But good for him. Mm-hmm. And I will just touch on a couple of things from SmackDown. Nothing really earth-shattering or unpredictable, for that matter. During the Carlito-Santos Escobar match, we had the return of Electra Lopez, and she reunited with Santos Escobar as she was part of his group Legado del Fantasma in NXT, and now she is part of, as Santos calls it, the Legado World Order. And so she is looking like she's going to be back on the main roster. She has a storyline to tie up in NXT, but once that is over, she'll probably be with Legado World Order on a regular basis. For the women's tag team titles, we had new champions as the Kabuki Warriors win the titles from KC Squared. And this was kind of predictable, because if they're going to go with the whole damage control holds all the belts thing, then that this had to happen in order to make it believable for Bayley to have any kind of chance tomorrow.
Right.
Carmelo Hayes and Austin Theory had a match again, and Carmelo was getting beat down by Austin and Grayson, and then Trick Williams appeared and saved Carmelo. Carmelo then went for a fist bump, and Trick put his fist down And he said, nah, this was because we have a match on Tuesday. So they're teasing that. If they bring them both up to the main roster, I'd be okay with that. I think they're both good to go. But they both have storylines in NXT that are pretty much intertwined with each other. So we will see how that works moving forward. And we had a couple more people announced for the men's Royal Rumble match as they brought back the tumbling number picker and had people pick their numbers in the back. And we had Santos Escobar join and Jimmy Uso join. So there are now 11 declared for the Rumble. And we will get to that here shortly because now it is time for our Royal Rumble predictions. And there's only four matches, so this shouldn't take too long, even though we have our prop bets that we got to get through. So, Seth, we will start with the men's Royal Rumble. I will read you the announced participants before you make a prediction. We have 11 with 19 open spaces left. Cody Rhodes, CM Punk, Shinsuke Nakamura, Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre, Gunther, Damian Priest, Kofi Kingston, R-Truth, Santos Escobar, and Jimmy Uso.
It's down to two guys, Cody or Punk, but out of those two, I'm going to say it's going to be Punk.
Yeah, I agree. The way it's been portrayed on TV, it does come down to Cody and Punk. They could surprise us and do something like Gunther.
Yeah.
We'll have to see how it goes, but I'm going with Punk. And as I've said before, you can go, it's 50-50 really. You can go Punk and have Cody win something at Elimination Chamber to get his match or the reverse. But
yeah,
I'm going with Punk to win the Rumble and secure his spot.
Yeah. And so, I know some people are going to hear this and wonder, I do think there is a possibility that The Rock shows up at number 30 and wins. I think that is definitely a possibility. It's just, do you really need The Rock to win the Rumble to headline? You can just have The Rock just show up and headline WrestleMania. It would all make sense. So that's why I'm not picking The Rock to win, is because you really don't need him to win the Rumble. So, and plus, if he is in the Rumble, there's an extra shot at him getting hurt or whatever. So
I have him showing up tomorrow, just somewhere else.
Right. So, but yeah, I have considered The Rock possibility. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. For the United States title, champion Logan Paul, which I really never thought I'd say, defends against Kevin Owens.
I think it's pretty straightforward. I think Logan Paul is retaining once again. I think a lot of these titles are just being held, kept warm until Mania. So yeah, I think Logan Paul retains.
I agree. If this was any other part of the year, I'd say Kevin Owens wins the title. But because we're probably going to build Logan up for something quote unquote special at Mania, whether that's LA Knight or whomever, and then, you know, we'll do all the title. We're going to imitate Wrestle Kingdom. We're going to do all the title changes.
Yeah,
in April.
Exactly. Yeah. And
yeah,
for,
so
for me, if it was me booking, I would say Ricochet, but I don't know how possible that could, what the real possibility would be of that happening.
Yeah. I'm picking Logan to retain, unfortunately, but yeah, going with logic. Next, we have the Women's Royal Rumble, where there are only four confirmed women. So we have 26 open spots.
That's a lot of surprises.
Well, or roster inclusions. Yeah. The four are Bayley, Becky Lynch, Nia Jax, and Bianca Belair. That's it.
Yeah. Well, again, the way they've been laying it out, it looks like Becky's winning. So, I mean, I know they're going to have somebody else win and just have some other reason for Becky to want to go up against Rhea or for Becky to get the championship opportunity. But yeah, I think what would be the best for people is just Becky wins.
Well, in this 50-50 scenario, I am going the other way. I am picking Bayley to win. Mm-hmm. Because Bayley winning sets up more story for her to be exiled for damage control and then change her mind and choose EO. So they've leaned into this hard that she's going to pick Rhea and she's going to win the gold and everybody's going to have the gold and damage control. And in order for that to happen, the tag champs had to change tonight. And they did. So I think we're on course with telling this story. I just think that something's either going to go down in the Rumble or immediately thereafter on television. And she's not going to immediately announce that she's going after Rhea, or she will and she'll change her mind or something. But I have a feeling the end game is Bayley versus Io at Mania. And Bayley will be the babyface at that time. So I'm going with Bayley to win the Rumble. In what will likely be the main event for the undisputed Universal WWE title in a fatal four-way match, Roman Reigns defends against Randy Orton, L.A. Knight, and AJ Styles.
Yeah, well, I think we all know how this is ending. Obviously, this is L.A. Knight's night. No, of course, I'm kidding. Yeah, Roman's winning again. I know this has been like the third straight Mania we've all been expecting him to drop at the main event, but whether it's The Rock, whether it's Cody, either way, I mean, it makes no sense at this point for Roman to drop the title even briefly. And this is the guy who said they should have given Sami Zayn a title reign of 2 weeks or so a year ago. But yeah, Roman retains. Nothing stopping him from headlining Mania as the champion, and anything else would be at least a mild disaster. So yeah, I'm picking Roman to retain.
Now, there's been people who've been saying, oh, you have Randy win the title, and then Cody finishes his story against Randy, and then you can do Roman and Rock without the title and just for the head of the table. Yeah, that's all well and good, but we didn't wait 1500 plus days or whatever the hell it is for him to drop it at the Royal Rumble.
Exactly.
So yes, Roman retains, just like we've said for the past three years. Yeah.
Roman needs to drop the title to somebody he has a history with. That's the only way it makes sense from a storytelling point of view, in my opinion, at least.
And it has to be Mania. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we are now to the fun part of the predictions, and that's our prop bets. So, Seth, I need your surprise entrance we'll start with the men.
Okay, surprise entrance. Well, there's plenty because we got so few entries.
Oh, let me also remind you, it is +1 point for each correct surprise. Yeah. And -1 point for each incorrect surprise. So choose surprises at your own risk.
Yeah. So I got it. I'm going to have a couple easy ones. The easy ones will be R-Truth. I will also say Johnny Gargano, because I don't think he's been announced. Santos Escobar. I don't think he's been announced either. And one that I will put out there as a crazy pick, but it would certainly still work. For my crazy pick surprise, I am picking Kane. So that's 4, right? I know it's kind of conservative. But
to clarify, Santos and R-Truth were announced earlier tonight, and I mentioned that in the SmackDown recap.
Okay.
So I will take them out for you, and you're at 2.
Okay. Okay. Well, if I think of anything more, if I think of anybody more, because I'm going through what I have for my final fours and all that. So
that's fine. Okay. Yeah, so okay. Surprise entrance women.
Surprise entrance women. I think I'm picking the same three I picked last year. I'm going to pick 4. Tori Wilson, Medusa, Lita, and Ivory. That's 4, right? And I know those are probably fairly easy 4, but
yeah, that's 4.
And I think they would all qualify as surprise because they're not on the roster.
Right. Okay. And that's locked in. Mm-hmm. Okay. So for me, I am going with Sami Zayn. Mm-hmm. I am going with Sean Waltman / X-Pac.
That's a good one.
He was rumored late December, early January as a surprise veteran to be in the Rumble. He then tweeted out that he shot that down because while he can go for a few minutes and he can do most of his offense with the exception of one kick, where he would need a few weeks extra of training for that. And he also is in no shape to wrestle with his shirt off. That was his reasoning. Do you know how many veterans and Hall of Famers wrestle with a shirt on? I call bullshit, and I'm picking Sean Waltman as a surprise. He tried his best to throw us off, and
And I think part of it is, remember a few years back, Edge, you know, just like what was his response? He was like, no, I'm not, and no, I'm not.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, nice try, Sean, but I don't buy it.
Yeah.
I'm also picking Bron Breakker because he's done all he can in NXT. There's really nothing left for him to do. And you expect me to believe that he's sticking around to win the tag titles. I mean, not the tag titles. To win the Dusty Classic with Baron Corbin? No.
Yeah.
Even if they do win, he needs to be on the main roster.
Yeah.
And I'm going Andrade, making his return. And this last male surprise I'm picking because I don't know how well he's saved up his money in his career. And they already have one child, and his wife is pregnant with child number two. So daddy's got to make some money. And I'm picking Ty Dillinger, the return of WWE version of Sean Spears. And he will enter at number 10.
Yeah.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 men surprises for me. And then for my women, I'm kind of going a little overboard here. I'll probably wind up with a lot of negatives, but you know, I can't have Jarrett going out to a big lead again. So I'm picking the returning from injury Liv Morgan. I'm picking the return of Trinity, a.k.a. Naomi. I'm picking the debut of Jade Cargill.
That's a good one, too.
I'm picking Mickie James because her husband's the SmackDown general manager. I am going to say Sonya Deville returns from injury. From NXT, Roxanne Perez, Tiffany Stratton, and Lyra Valkyria. I say Lyra because I think in every year that the Royal Rumble has existed for the women, that the NXT Women's Champion has been an entrant. So that's really the only reason I'm going with Lyra here. Tiffany, I think they're going to, I think she had a cup of coffee in last year's Rumble. I think they're going to put her in this one again. And Roxanne Perez, even though she's challenging Lyra for the title at the pay-per-view next weekend, I think she is the same as Bron Breakker. There's really no reason for her to be in NXT any longer. This should serve as her official call-up as well.
Yep.
And then one final female surprise pick, and it's the one that makes the least amount of sense and probably will be a negative point for me, but if it happens, I'll be happy. And that is the return of AJ Lee. And not for the reason that people online are saying, because people don't pick up on subtle hints. People are freaking out saying, oh, she posted a workout video training in the ring with CM Punk. Yeah, that was from when they were filming the Stars show.
Yeah, where he was Ricky Rabies.
Yeah, that
he was good at.
She had a cup of coffee on that show, but that footage is old footage. I'm basing my prediction solely on her Instagram picture of her in her wrestling boots saying, and the caption was, "Hello, darkness, my old friend." So that is why I'm picking AJ Lee.
Yeah.
So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 women. And that could be a lot of negative points in there.
Yeah. We're not saying with these surprises that they're coming back for any length of time. AJ could just be coming back just for this one spot.
Right.
You know,
Yeah, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be a. It could be a one and done, as most of these are.
Lord knows I'm one of the biggest Tori Wilson fans on the planet, but I know she's not going to come back for any sort of run. She's going to come back for a quick pop at the Rumble, lose in about 5 minutes or so, and then post on her social media about how much pain she is in the next day. So.
All right. So next we have your first two entrants in the Rumble. You don't have to get one and two right. You just have to get that they're the first two. So we'll start with men.
Yeah, this is where I was putting in some of my surprises. This is where I had Johnny Gargano and Santos Escobar. I had them as my first two. So I figured you do the high energy start to things.
Okay. And for your women, first two.
You might notice the story here. My first two women are going to be Becky and Asuka. Because Asuka, I mean, they're going to need women to fill it. So I know she's the tag champion now, right. But it's like, you know.
Okay. For the men, I have reasoning for the men and the women. For the men, one of the entrants is going to have to be Cody because he's got to get his full entrance, even though he was number 30 last year. I think he's going to get his full entrance here and start at number one and likely last a long time. And I'm going with Andrade at number two because these two had a match in AEW where Cody went through a flaming table.
Yeah.
And at least they're familiar with each other. They can start a match. So those are my two picks. And for the women, I'm going with Jade at number one or two because she'll need a full entrance to acclimate herself to the audience. And I'm going to take a page out of a Royal Rumble from a couple of years ago where it was Lacey Evans making her debut, and she worked with Natalia so that Natalia could guide her through the match. So I'm going to say Natalia starts with Jade for her debut and guides her through the match. So while Jade may or may not, we'll get to that in a few minutes, have a lot of eliminations, she will not be eliminating Natalia right away so that Natalia can, you know, communicate to her and work her through the match. Now we arrive at the final four in each Rumble match. So Seth, starting with the men, your final four.
Starting with the men. Okay. So, so I'm going to say my final four will be Cody, Punk, Gunther and McIntyre, because McIntyre, I think, also kind of has that story where he's almost there, but doesn't quite get it. So I think that's kind of worthy of him being one of the last guys in. So those are my four.
Okay. And women.
For women, I have obviously Becky. I have Becky basically going the distance here. So it'd be Becky, Bailey, and then Nia Jax. And Bianca. I think we're going to have a couple of those gals going distances there.
So your final four are the four women announced for the Royal Rumble.
Basically, that's fair. Yeah. You know, you don't need Trinity winning and going a distance to make her impact.
Right. No pun intended.
Right. I didn't realize that.
So for me, for the men, I have three out of the four that you do. I'm picking Punk, Cody, Drew, and I'm going to throw Finn Balor in there because I need a Judgment Day person in there at the end, and I don't want it to be Damian or anybody else. So, Punk, Cody, Finn, Drew. And for the women, I'm going Bailey, Becky, Nia, but I'm throwing in Shayna Baszler because it feels like Shayna's always in the final four and never wins the Rumble.
Yeah, it's fitting for that. I was actually thinking, it's the reason why I was thinking of putting Trinity in there in the final four. But
yeah. Okay, so now we're going for the Iron Man and Iron Woman of the Rumbles. So longest lasting.
I think we're going to have some similarities here because I just revealed one of mine. Obviously, the Iron Woman is going to be Becky. And in my case, the Iron Man is going to be Cody.
I also have Cody as the Iron Man because obviously he's coming in at one or two for me to have his full entrance. And also coming in at one or two for me, I'm picking Jade, even though I don't have her winning. I just don't think she'll be breaking the record set by Rhea last year, I think, but she will still be the longest in there is my rationale. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this may or, well, I guess generally it ends up being comedy anyway, but shortest lasting.
This is obvious for the men. The one that would make the most sense is Truth, because he can do that and it won't hurt him. And women, I think I might have made the same prediction last year, but again, it's one of my surprise predictions. I'm saying Ivory. You know, she's kind of in and out really quick. She probably could come out in her whole right to censor get up and then just get tossed out again.
Becoming a running gag.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, for the men, I've gone Judgment Day also, kind of. R-Truth, fringe player. I'm going JD McDonagh for shortest. And for the women, I'm going with Maxine Dupri. So those are my shortest lasting. And yes, for those of you paying attention or taking notes, yes, I did not put JD or Maxine in my surprise entrance. I'm just assuming that they're roster fodder that are going to be in there anyway. Mm-hmm. Anyway, now for our last prop bet pick, and it is most eliminations, men and women.
Okay, for men, I will once again stick with the one thing going, and that is Cody. If they're going to build up this whole finish the story, if finishing the story is going to have a dramatic turn, it's a good way to do it. For the women, I'm actually going to say Nia Jax. I think she is going to come in at a time when there are a lot of gals in the ring, and she's going to toss like half a dozen out practically at once. So Cody and Nia Jax.
Okay. This is not for any points. I'm just curious. Does Cody break the record of 13?
No, I don't think he needs to.
And does Nia break the record of 8?
Yeah, I'll say yes.
Okay. Again, not for any points. I was just throwing it out.
Just curious, right? Yeah.
I'm going with Gunther, mm-hmm. because if he's not winning, he should look strong, just like he did last year. And for the women, I'm going with Jade. I think you got to build Jade up. This is how you do it. You debut her, you have her be the Iron Woman, most eliminations, and just fall short. Mm-hmm. So I'm here for that. And I don't want the AEW mistake of, hey, here she is and champion and a year reign and this is boring. So I'm hoping WWE has a better plan.
Before we end here, so I have it on the record, I guess I can add one more to my surprise list for the women. Valhalla, isn't that Sarah Logan?
Yes.
Yeah, so you can add her to my surprise list, if that counts, because she's one of those I think we both would kind of think she'd be out there anyway. But.
Duly noted. Mm-hmm. All right, so those are our predictions. I will add in Jarrett's after I speak with him on Saturday morning. I will even tweet them out so everything's fair and square. And we look forward to the Rumble, and we look forward to our first post-pay-per-view wrap-up show of 2024. So until then, once again, thank you for listening, downloading, and subscribing, and we will talk to you next time. Thank you for listening to this episode. You can subscribe to the Wrestling Brethren podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix to hear the latest discussion from the Wrestling Brethren. Visit the mothership, if you will, at twbpodcast.com, the online home of the Wrestling Brethren podcast. Let us know your thoughts, questions, and comments on Twitter/X at twbpshow, on Facebook at facebook.com/behindthesquaredcircle, and on Instagram at The Wrestling Brethren. You can follow Jarrett on Twitter/X at TheBaconRev. You can follow Seth at Lord Xandrax. And you can follow Josh at SouthpawJosh. Thank you again for listening, and we will talk to you soon with more from The Wrestling Brethren.